Welcome, O month of God. O you who have faith, prescribed is for you fasting, as it was prescribed for those who were before you, so that you may be God-weary. The stars have brought the good news of arrival of God's month, the blessed Ramadan. The messenger of mercy, Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, gave this good news on the last day of Sha'ban and said, O people, indeed God's month has turned toward you with blessing, mercy and forgiveness. It is the month which the best of months with God, and its days are the best days. Its nights are the best nights, and its hours the best hours. O people, it is the month in which you have been invited to God's banquet and have been placed among those deserving the divine magnanimity. Your breath are considered as glorifying God. Your sleep as worship, your deeds are accepted, and your prayers are answered. In the blessed month of Ramadan, it appears that the faithful have got wings like angels. This is because of fasting, recitation of the Quran, supplication at the divine court, and doing righteous deeds like helping the needy and the poor. As if the dawn was waiting for hearing the sweet supplication called Du'a-i Sahar or Dawn Prayer. The moments of repentance are approaching. God's servants are getting prepared to seek forgiveness through shedding tears in their solitude with God. O God, thank you for keeping us alive to enter the blessed month of Ramadan once more. Everything makes preparations before going to a banquet, and if the banquet is a special one, He will surely make special preparations. Ramadan is the month of God's banquet. To enter a month whose host is God, how should we get prepared? According to Islamic narrations, the 2 months of Rajab and Sha'ban are the prelude for entering the blessed month of Ramadan. Thus, it has been emphasized to observe the fasting of these 2 months. We have been recommended to fast at least one day of these months. The Prophet of Islam said that, all the gates of heavens are open in the first night of Ramadan, and these gates will not be closed till the end of the month. What a beautiful and blessed opportunity, and what a nice period, as God Himself has invited us to get close to Him through worship and penitence. God has placed Ramadan as a pure ocean among lunar months. He has opened the gates of mercy and forgiveness to help humans to speak to Him more. He has commanded them to do obligatory deeds, hold fasting, perform ritual daily prayers, recite the Noble Quran, keep their tongue from lie, gossip, backbite, insult, and other things, tender eyes from forbidden sins, and keep aloof from all other sins to wash their souls and hearts in this ocean. Thus, in the end of the month, the faithful will be expurgated and free of pollutions of sins and look like children. One of the most important codes of entering the month of God's banquet is to give up sins. There is a story in the Islamic history which is worth paying attention. It is narrated that once Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, heard a woman insulting her maidservant while the woman was fasting. The Prophet asked for some food and told the woman to eat it. The woman said in amazement, "O God's messenger, I am fasting." The Prophet said, "How can you insult your maidservant while you are fasting? Fasting is not just abstention from eating and drinking. Indeed, God has made fasting as a curtain against evil deed and word." Then he continued with sigh, "How small is the number of the fasting and how big the number of the hungry?" The blessed month of Ramadan is a mysterious month which places the rich and the poor in the same status. The poor no more tolerate hunger, while the rich taste hunger and thirst in fasting. In view of this, giving alms to the poor and the needy is highly recommended in this month. The Prophet said, "O people, any one of you who gives iftar, food for breaking the fast, to a fasting person, his reward with God will be that of liberating a slave and forgiving his past sins." Hunger and thirst in the month of Ramadan reminds the faithful of the hunger and thirst of the Day of Judgment. On that day, people's deeds will be calculated and they will be aware of their good and evil deeds. Ramadan is a good period for saving good deeds and refraining from evil ones. Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, says in his sermon, "O people, your souls are mortgaged by your deeds, so clear them through seeking forgiveness. And your backs are loaded by sins, so make them lighter by long prostrations. And know that God has sworn on his dignity not to punish those who maintain prayer and prostrate. And on the day when people stand for calculation before the Lord of the worlds, he will not scare them by fire." The blessed month of Ramadan is the month of revelation of the Quran. Therefore, it is the best opportunity for recitation of this book and pondering on its word. The Noble Quran is like the heart of this month. Getting close with the Quran is among the beauties of this month. The Prophet of Islam says, "Anyone who recites one ayah of the Quran in the month of Ramadan will have the reward of he who has recited the whole Quran in other month." The Messenger of Mercy has also said, "Anyone who makes his temperament good in this month, he will have the means of passing over the bridge of Sirat on the day when the steps will slip on Sirat. And anyone who honors an orphan in this month, God will honor him on the day of meeting. And anyone who greets me a lot, God will make his balance heavy on the day when the balance of deeds will be light."